Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Kirk Dorn, and here's what's happening. We're pulling out the shovels and scrapers again today as the snow moves through. PennDOT crews are out treating the roads, and Jada Tidwell from AAA says if you need to go out today, make sure your car is filled with gas.
You don't know how long it's going to take you to get home. Things will definitely be slow. The road conditions will definitely not be great.
And she adds, make sure your car has all the basics.
You want to make sure that you have a collapsible snow shovel, ice scraper with a brush on it to clean off your car, extra warm clothing.
Tidwell also recommends you put together an emergency kit filled with jumper cables, flashlights, a power battery for those cell phones, and of course, snacks. We're one day away from President-elect Trump's inauguration. Yesterday, thousands of people took to the streets in Washington, Philadelphia, and other big cities for what they called the People's March, with the goal of spreading a message of free speech and a progressive democracy. KYW's Sonny Morgan spoke to the organizer about the events locally.
Organizers say close to 600 people marched in the rain to share their stance on several issues, some of the biggest being immigration and health care. Local leaders, organizers, and influencers gathered at City Hall to hear speakers energize the crowd. Organizer Cassidy Harkins says Councilwoman Jamie Gaultier was one of her favorite parts of the day.
It was just really powerful to hear, and the way that she just presents herself to a crowd was amazing to watch.
The group marched around City Hall, then heard from more leaders at the Art Museum before ending early due to pouring rain.
I really think today helped a lot of people feel like they have community, because a lot of people are scared. So it was nice to just be with like-minded people who can lift each other up right now.
Harkins says one of the goals of the event was to remind people not to get complacent and to use their voices for change. Sonny Morgan, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Many of the shelves at the Center City Macy's are empty as the store prepares to close in March. KYW's Pat Loeb reports shoppers are still browsing the aisles looking for bargains.
Entire store on sale. Big signs proclaim everywhere you look in Macy's, nothing held back. But that's not exactly true.
The fragrances weren't on sale yet, so gotta wait a little longer.
A surprising number of customers were looking for a break on perfume and left disappointed. A staff member said cosmetics would be going on sale, but Macy's hasn't announced when. Even though shopping the 10 to 25% off racks were not impressed.
I think that they need to go down a little bit on the prices, but...
No, they definitely, it seems like they're trying to get rid of some stuff, but I'm wondering how the sales are going to look as we go forward.
Don't look like nothing on sale to me. Yeah, it's still pretty expensive.
We didn't really look at anything.
Some people were there just to take a picture with the eagle. The eagle is historically designated, which means it can't be altered, demolished, or moved without approval from the Historical Commission, but it will surely be inaccessible for some time after the store closes. The building owner, TJ Cornerstone, sent a statement saying it understands and respects the strong sentiment and affection the community has for the eagle, and its preservation is an important consideration. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
This past week, the NCAA made a landmark decision changing its March Madness revenue structure to pay women's teams for making and advancing in the tournament. KYW's Vig Rakhipathy has more on what this means for the women's game.
I'm excited about it. I think it's been a long time coming.
That's St. Joe's women's head coach Cindy Griffin. She's taken the Hawks to the big dance twice.
Now there's even more incentive to get to the NCAA tournament and, of course, to advance in the tournament.
But it doesn't just benefit the school. For each round, a team plays in, a chunk of what's beginning as a $15 million fund goes to that school's conference to be divvied up among its members. Still, the high mid-major Hawks play in the Atlantic 10, which doesn't send as many teams to March Madness as the Power Four conferences.
My only fear is that, you know, the rich get richer. You know, with the Power Fours and the conference realignments, it gets a little bit tougher and tougher for schools like St. Joe's.
But Andrew Brandt, executive director of Villanova's Morehead Center for the Study of Sports Law, says upsets happen in March and will lead to some program-altering paydays.
There will be some Cinderellas. There will be some small schools. And the bump in revenue they're going to get is going to be more revenue for that women's program that they've ever received before.
The men's tournament adopted its current payout system in 1991. Vic Rakhipathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
From the outside, it looks like it's finished, but Patco says it's still not ready to open its rebuilt Franklin Square station. We get more on that from KYW's Mike DiNardo.
The glass headhouse at 7th and Race is complete, but work inside remains.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's taken a bit longer to finish the station.
After being dormant since 1979, Franklin Square was first expected to open last spring. But Mike Venuto, the Delaware River Port Authority's chief engineer, says a reopening is still months away.
We found some unforeseen structural issues. We found some... work in there that wasn't, we didn't have on as-built drawings, so we had to correct those things as we went along.
He says crews got a surprise relocating a water line early in the project.
When we started excavating in the street for that, we found some old trolley tracks that we didn't know that was there, so the project did experience some delays.
He says final work continues on elevators and escalators and integrating camera and safety systems before any grand opening can be scheduled. Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Thank you, Mike. And that's the All Local. I'm Kirk Dorn. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.